92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So the suits at the Lego company recently requested that a study be done on their line of toys. It was done with a group of about 1,000 of their customers and Lego fanatics. And what it showed is that people perceive that girls and women in Lego toys are being held back by gender stereotypes, which are clearly coming from the paradigms of upper management and the toy design teams, which means basically that Lego here in 2021 still is labeling certain activities as being only suitable for one specific gender. So they've drafted a plan to reinvent the company, and they're going to work to remove gender stereotypes from Lego toys that they distribute to 130 countries. They see the problem now. They agree that every child, regardless of gender identity, should feel that they can build anything they like and can envision, and that's what Lego toys are supposed to inspire in kids in the first place. Now, they haven't specifically announced what changes they're going to make, but at least they're aware of it, and that's a good step forward. You may not know that in California, they have a law that requires an area for gender-neutral children's products in stores, and many other states are considering similar policies.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.